No one has claimed responsibility for the slaying today of a senior U.S. diplomat in Jordan. Authorities are still hunting for suspects. The Bush administration has denounced the attack. Lawrence Foley was shot at his home in the capital city, Amman, as he was leaving for work. According to the Embassy of Jordan here in Washington, D.C., he's the first Western diplomat to be killed in Jordan. The embassy says about 3,000 U.S. citizens live there. The Philadelphia Inquirer's Larry Matza filled us in on the details of this morning's shooting.
It appears that one gunman, maybe working with accomplices, snuck up on Mr. Foley as he was preparing to get into his car to make a very short drive to the U.S. Embassy, where he worked for the U.S. Agency for International Development. He appears to have been shot on his driveway in the head, chest, and stomach, and the gunman got away, and no neighbors heard anything, and Mrs. Foley came out and found her husband and immediately called police.
Tell us more about Lawrence Foley. He'd been in the country a couple of years. He worked for USAID. What sort of project was he involved with there?
Lawrence Foley was a senior administrator whose job was to sort of do all the support networking that goes into running these AID programs, which are basically ways that U.S. foreign aid gets distributed. He was 60 years old. He had had a long career in public service, starting in the Peace Corps in India back in 1965, and everybody who knew him is really quite torn up about what happened.
Michael Matza, do diplomats like Mr. Foley have as much security as, say, the U.S. ambassador does, or are they in a more vulnerable position?
They have less security than an ambassador. They enjoy a level of security that most people don't have in their ordinary lives, but it's not the kind of security in which there's a bodyguard, an armed person standing by, ready to protect them should something happen.
So they drive themselves to work, they take their kids to school, they go to the dry cleaner, those sorts of things?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they frequently do it in vehicles that have diplomatic license tags, which indicate to the world that the person driving that car or in that car is a diplomat. So it could make them a target in some situations. It could make them a target. And here in Amman, they sort of reiterated for Americans who are living here, and they were warned again today to take extra precautions in their daily lives, particularly when they're going and coming from a place.
U.S. officials had been meeting with Jordanian authorities a couple of times this fall to talk about Jordan's possible alliance with the United States in event of an attack on Iraq. Is there any speculation that this is somehow linked to an alliance with the United States?
Obviously, everybody's looking to see if this has anything to do with increasing tensions over Iraq. There has been some speculation that Jordan could be a base for search and rescue missions or things like that should a war break out, but that it wouldn't be a launching pad for an actual attack. And at this point, drawing a direct line between what happened to Mr. Foley and what's going on in the world with respect to the United States and Jordan and Iraq is still kind of speculative. No one really knows where to go with that.
So quite the opposite at the moment. This is being treated like a murder with possible, we don't know, political ties and possibly a murder.
Yes. I mean, there's no doubt that security has been strongly beefed up in Amman. You see blue jeeps mounted with machine guns and soldiers in blue and gray camouflage and blue berets patrolling around the embassy and in other parts of the city. Security has been stepped up in a way that would seem to indicate they're treating this as a crime that has the overtones of a terrorist act. But at this point, no one is quite saying that.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Michael Matza is Middle East Bureau Chief for the Philadelphia Inquirer.